Greetings, fellow Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Palm Sunday. We have made it this far through 34 days of Lent and all the Sundays in between, and we come to this time and this place together, together in spirit, with one heart, with one purpose, to stay with Jesus for one more week, to be there with Him, to support Him, to lift Him up as our Lord and Savior. This is the week when all of that matters. And so, Palm Sunday. Before we begin our devotion today, I want to make an announcement about plans for this week. Later this afternoon or this evening, you'll be receiving a special Palm Sunday Sabbath service with the help of Ed Coller and Debbie Howe. We'll be producing that and sending that out to you. We're going to do something for Holy Week that Debbie has suggested, and that's on every day, starting with tomorrow, Palm Sunday. We're going to have the church bell rung at noon and at 6. At noon and at 6, and we'd like to ask for volunteers. Now, you have to have a key or access to a key to be able to get into the church, since we are keeping it locked during this shutdown period. But we want volunteers to come in and ring that bell at noon and at 6 p.m. every day through Friday at 6 p.m. We ring it 12 times usually when we ring it. We just want to make sure that someone from the church and our church family is designating the importance of this week on each and every day. And after the 6 p.m. ring on Good Friday, we'll go into a great silence for Holy Saturday and prepare for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, whatever that may bring. Let us be prepared. So if you'd like to ring a bell one of those days at one of those times, I want you to text me at 859-351-9585. That's 859-351-9585. Text me, give me your name, and the day and the time that you'd like to ring the bell. Or if you have options, give me those. Or if you say, just assign me one, I'll do that too. It can be either Sunday all the way through Friday, noon to 6. Amen. So let us come to Palm Sunday in our celebration of Jesus's triumphal entry. We're going to be hearing again from Brian Zond, using again his wonderful devotional called The Unvarnished Jesus. Today's devotion is, of course, Jesus making his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The scripture for today is Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 44. You may want to pause the program to read those. Wonderful words, Luke 19, 28 through 44. And so let us begin. Today is the first day of Holy Week. This journey from Palm Sunday to the end of Lent on Holy Saturday, more than any week in the year, is a time for deep reflection on the life and message of Jesus Christ. Jesus' triumphal entry on Palm Sunday sets up a confrontation with the principalities and powers represented by King Herod, by the high priest Caiaphas, and by the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. The Roman governor ordinarily resided at a Herodian palace in the coastal city of Caesarea. But during Passover, a feast which celebrates Jewish liberation from foreign domination, the governor had to be in Jerusalem to suppress any uprisings that might occur during this volatile week. Coming from Caesarea, Pilate entered the city from the west, riding a war horse at the head of the imperial cavalry. The Roman governor's entrance into Jerusalem was essentially a military parade. It was intended as a show of force to intimidate any would-be revolutionaries Military parades then and now are how empires demonstrate that they rule the world through their superior capacity to wage war. When Jesus arrived at the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem, he deliberately enacted this 500-year-old prophecy from Zechariah. It goes like this. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will take away the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. The weapons of war will be broken, and he will teach peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Coming from the Mount of Olives, Jesus not only entered Jerusalem from the opposite direction than the Roman governor, but in the opposite manner. Instead of riding a war horse like Pilate and all the war horse riders throughout history, Jesus rides a donkey, and not even a full-grown donkey, but a donkey's colt. Jesus' triumphal entry was the anti-military parade. It was a mockery of Rome's intimidating show of military power. It also presented Jerusalem with a stark contrast between the way of war and the way of peace. At the beginning of Holy Week, Pontius Pilate and Jesus of Nazareth are at the head of two very different parades. The question for us is, which parade are we marching in? The military parade of Pilate, that still believes the world is to be shaped by war? Or the peace parade of Jesus, that understands that with the coming of Christ, war has been abolished? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this Palm Sunday, may our hosannas herald the arrival of the Prince of Peace, and may we ever march in your parade of peace. Amen. Hope you enjoyed that devotional today, and I hope you're ready to begin a deep and meaningful Holy Week with you and your family and your church family. Again, I just remind you about the bell ringing opportunities this week. Any day, Sunday through Friday, either time, noon or 6, just give me a text. And until tonight, when I reach out to you with the Palm Sunday Sabbath service, have a blessed Sabbath. Feel the presence of God. Amen.